Next week, activists from around the country will be in Florida for a conference focusing on African people and people of African descent in the United States and abroad. It is the annual international conference of the Africa People Solidarity Committee. It will be held in St. Petersburg, Florida, starting the 6th of January. Penny Hess is chair of the African People Solidarity Committee.
This will be the International Conference of the African People Solidarity Committee. It's called African Resistance, White Solidarity. It will be January 6th through the 8th, 2013, here at the Uhuru House in St. Petersburg, Florida. And the African People Solidarity Committee is the organization of white people that was formed by and works under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party that leads the Uhuru movement. So we work in the white community to win other people just like ourselves to understand our role and our responsibility in relationship to the struggle of African people all around the world for liberation, for reparations, and for justice. So this conference is going to be very exciting. Chairman Omali Ashitela, who's the leader of the Uhuru movement, will be the keynote speaker. And we will be dealing with a lot of the pertinent questions for white people who are interested in joining the world and understanding the world as it is. So we're really excited about this conference. And we're hoping that a lot of people can come on down to Florida and participate in this.
And I know that at these conferences you do quite a bit of work on educating about what's happening with African people in different parts of the world. But the fact that it's in Florida, I would imagine that you'll also be focusing on some of the struggles there. Where there have been so many high-profile cases, especially of young people being killed by police.
The Uhuru movement is based, it's headquartered in Florida, but it is all over the country and actually building among African people in Europe. It also has a base in Sierra Leone, West Africa, and the Caribbean, and other places. So it's a worldwide movement. So while we do talk about local and current issues, a lot of what we're going to be talking about is how we understand this crisis of imperialism that we see all around us and how we understand the rising resistance of African and oppressed people rising up in their own voice to determine and work for self-determination, national liberation, and how is this movement, the emergence of African and oppressed people, that has really created the crisis of imperialism that, you know, that we see every day, whether it's in the U.S. wars, the intensification of the U.S. wars that we see under the Obama regime or administration, just as much as, if not more than, the administration before him. We see the intensification of this war against the African community. There was the statistic this year that in 2012, an African man dies every 36 hours at the hands of the police in this country. We see this crisis of imperialism and the economic crisis in Europe and inside this country, as well as the tragedy and the violence that we just saw in Connecticut this past week. I mean, this, what we are talking about is understanding the world that white people have the opportunity and really the responsibility to begin to understand the world as the majority of the people on the planet Earth experience it. And I think what is really important is the understanding that this country is built on violence. It's built on the murder and slaughter of children and whole peoples. It's built on the genocide against the indigenous people. It's built on the taking of an entire continent of human beings in Africa and turning them into, in fact, the first commodities of capitalism itself, human beings, and built on war and the oppression and colonialism all around the world. So if we look at violence sort of turning in on itself in the white community, we can see that people are carrying out what the U.S. and many of us have been complicit with or even participated in terms of African, indigenous, oppressed people on the planet Earth.
And I know you gave it before, but could you give us again the date and location of the conference that's coming up?
Yes, the conference is, again, called African Resistance, White Solidarity. It is January 6th through the 8th, 2013, at the Uhuru House in St. Petersburg, Florida. For more information, you can go to APSCUHURU.org. That's APSCUHURU.org. Or call us at 727-683-9949 for more information.
Penny Hess is chair of the African People Solidarity Committee, whose conference will run from January 6th through the 8th in St. Petersburg, Florida.